Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the podcast. This is the Life is Ping Pong podcast. And today we have with us Quinn, Dylan, and John. We also have Lydia kind of lurking in the background, laughing at us skeptically.
Dylan's little sister.
Yeah, Dylan's little sister.
Side note. In case you're wondering. We already recorded a podcast today, but then we lost it, so this is round two.
If we're a little bit drained...
It's okay, the other podcast was possibly the worst recording we've ever done.
Yeah, it's gonna be...
Also, super
it's gonna
messed
be better.
Up on a part.
Also, <See you later. laughs> we're super drained on energy right now, so we're gonna take a quick
hyped.
Break.
No, we're not
to listen
breaks.
To a hype.
No, breaks. No.
Oh, wait, oh yeah, hype song, I like
hype
that.
Song, and go. Awesome. Now we're back. We're ready to go, and we are
so
hyped.
Now we're hyped. So hyped.
Well, we got a lot of fresh topics today, and I'm pretty excited. We're here at Dylan's house tonight, and we just finished up with the bro rendezvous. Some people like to call it the brondevous. And it was really fun. We're going to have Dylan share a little bit of his thoughts on that.
All right. Well... The Bro Rendezvous, I don't think we've released the podcast on that yet.
And we're not sure if we will, but we're still working on that.
We're just gonna, I'll just introduce it and explain how it went all in one. So the Bro Rendezvous is pretty much where we just all came together and we were like,
come together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so pretty much all we did was we just came to my house. We brought a bunch of random stuff, whether it was we wanted it or we just thought it was cool, and brought it all, traded it all, almost all of it.
Hey, it's 11:11, by the way. Make a wish.
11:11.
I would make a wish on the podcast, but then it wouldn't come true, so can't do that. Sorry, just gonna have to wait.
Okay,
so yeah, the Bro Rendezvous. How was that, guys? What was your favorite things you got?
So
what were?
Yeah, there
that's
were.
A proper
no, let's
okay.
do. Let's do just the first one. Your first.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
First favorite
thing.
I gotta love the Surf Rock Sunshine.
Oh,
not
I'm
pirated
yes.
tape cassette.
I'm mad about this. First of all, it totally is pirated. Dylan just took a blank. Cassette okay. tape
well,
and recorded the entire Spotify
Surf
Rock Sunshine.
Cassette tapes if they didn't want kids to pirate music.
Yeah, cassette
I don't
tapes
think
for putting music on.
I feel like that's kind of a logical fallacy.
I feel
no,
like
it's not.
Is it
if
not?
Spotify
no.
wants
oh,
to sue
awkward.
Me, I'll just give them a cassette tape.
I mean, just make the album art super cool and they won't
yeah.
care.
If you yeah, if you weird. Haven't listened to Surf Rock Sunshine in your life, it's a good Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
And it will legitimately change your whole life.
It is,
life.
Yeah. You know, I was never good at sports.
You know,
song.
I was never cut out for prom queen, so I think
you
we can
know,
all relate.
I'm seeing more of my old man.
You know, everyone's just so preoccupied nowadays.
I feel like nobody's going to get this podcast.
Okay. Anyways,
we have to make this next podcast better than the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, my favorite thing.
So sorry.
My favorite thing from the podcast. No. From the Bro Rendezvous was, this is a toughie. I'm going to have to go with my Rasta playlist, also pirated, made by Dylan Pulsifer. I'm just super into cassettes right now, and, actually, I'd like to change that. It could possibly be my Dubstep Tron CD that John gave me. It's pretty sick. I'm super stoked to listen to it.
Nobody knows why it exists.
It
just does.
It exists to bless my life.
Crazy Dubstep remix.
It exists because I need something to listen to on the way home tonight. Because I lost my phone somewhere in Dylan's house.
And we're all really tired, and Quinn needs something to get him home.
It's true.
It will keep you awake, I can tell you that.
I'll also eat that 5.5-pound bag of gummy bears that I got from Carter, Dylan's little brother.
Shout out to Carter.
It was 6 pounds, but it was opened when I was given this.
No, it's 5.5 pounds.
Yeah.
Also, I got a jar full of Skittles and jelly beans.
Also
together, from Carter, and I feel so sick right now.
We're gonna start a new segment called John. How do you feel? So, John, how do you feel?
So,
Let's talk about this.
I'm feeling a lot of things. Are we talking about feelings or physically
emotionally? I kind of meant like jelly beans, but you know, you can go as deep as you want. How does the jelly beans affect your emotions right now?
Oh, so is it just strictly based on the jelly beans or just anything else going on in life?
Anything. Just how's life? Therapy.
So I'm in a little bit of a weird state right now. You see, I just came back from a camp called RILA, which stands for Rotary Youth Leadership Awards. And it was truly an amazing camp. I love everyone that was there, and I really had a lot of life-changing experience happen.
Really?
And it was just a really good escape, too, from, like, the world, and I could just, like, be with people that I didn't really know that well. And it was just such a great experience, and I learned so much. And so coming back to the real world was a little bit weird because
I bet, yeah.
It's like, oh, man, I got to, like, do everything normal again. I was there for about a week, and so it felt like I was just, like that was my whole life, you know?
Existing.
Yeah, yeah.
In the world. But now, you know, I got to get back to, you know, driving around and...
Podcasting.
You know, podcasting and, you know, the hard stuff, work.
Yeah.
Podcasting.
It is hard, okay?
Podcasting is hard.
I guess we don't edit it.
And so today, actually, this morning, I had another, like, meeting with Rotary, and I got to see a lot of my buds from RILA, and so I still am just this weird phase of, like, adjusting back to real life and everything, but, like, I just can't help but keep on thinking back and just pondering a lot about RILA because I learned so much. Super off topic.
So that is it for today.
Anyways, with the jelly beans.
John, wait, that is not how it is. John,
yeah, we're not done
I'm
yet.
Sorry, I got a little, you know, too hyped for this therapy session.
No,
John,
it's okay.
Tell us how your stomach feels with the jelly beans.
So I've been having a really hard time lately because the jelly beans are eating away from it.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Wait, John. Wait, say that again.
I think John is, in a way, struggling. He's going through some things.
John, you're up here right now, and I need you down here right now, okay? John?
We're going to insert some sad crying music now. Let it all out, John.
Cry on my shoulder.
It's just the weirdest thing.
John,
crying.
There are some things you can let out, but some things just won't come out.
It's okay. Your tears can just... drip off your eyes into my shoulder.
Thank you so much for being there for me when I really needed it.
Okay, that is it for today's John, How Are You Feeling segment. This is kind of like our forward intro that it was a fun exercise, but we will never do that again. Okay. Alright. So, moving on to our next segment, which I'm oh boy. Buckle up, everyone, because we're about to talk about homecoming. So, guys, tell me more.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a...
Okay, homecoming. Crazy. Real crazy.
Crazy time.
So, homecoming this year is a little bit different than last year's that we've had it because it's super soon. So all the guys are having to ask during the summer. Most of the bros have asked, but it's really crazy. I'm in student council, and so we're kind of, you know, just starting up a lot of stuff, and we just have to get going because we got to get homecoming all sorted out. Also 9/11 on the time. Anyways, Quinn, I don't believe, has asked anyone yet. I have asked Rainey. Dylan has asked...
Morgan Dean.
Landon, otherwise known as Bandon,
has asked Lagley.
Cassidy. But Quinn, I don't think you've asked anyone yet, have you?
I have not. Speaking of homecoming, this is our very first time we've recorded this segment.
Definitely.
I'm lying.
We're all lying. In a way, we're all lying.
You know, to answer your question, John... John is actually not in the room right now, but I'm just
gonna pretend he is. I have not asked anyone to homecoming yet. I'm always the last person to ask in our group. I just, you know, I always just think about it a lot, and, you know, sometimes I just, you know, I just, you know, I just think about it a lot. I don't know. I feel like that last sentence was going somewhere, and then it just did not, but...
Sometimes I try to find my sentence along the way.
Sometimes you find the sentence, sometimes the sentence finds you.
Most of the time, you don't find it.
Yeah. Anyways. So if you can't tell... I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be able to tell by now because we haven't talked about it before this recording. But I'm about to ask someone to homecoming on the podcast in this next couple minutes. It's gonna be super sick, but we didn't really know exactly how we were gonna do it. We kind of just went full send or no send. So yeah, just listen to this. That's kind of what's going on. Here it goes. So we're just gonna go full send or no send. Dylan, wait, what do you
giving you a drum roll.
Ping pong drum roll, please. So I think it's hard to do a drum roll on.
There it is.
Ping pong pedal. That was really good. Alright, please get the triumphant music ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
So the person that I am going to ask on to homecoming is a listener on the podcast. That person is... Harmonica drum roll, please.
Wait, wrong one. Wrong side.
Thank you, that was really good.
Welcome.
You know, cue very... Very sus... What is the word?
Suspenseful.
Suspenseful, that's right. Sound from Anchor Podcasting. Normal... Suspenseful sounds. Now... And just to add to the suspense, cue our ad right now. Oh that's savage, right?
Oh, that's
okay.
So
cue our ad right now. We are back. This is the moment you have waited for the last, like, minute and 13 seconds. Mm-hmm. Probably longer, even. The person that I am going to ask to homecoming... is John.
Oh my god.
Nice of you to join us. We're just trying to make it as suspenseful as possible. Mm-hmm. Oh, didn't see you guys there. So, I'm sorry. Though there may be some people thinking, Quinn, if you interrupt what you're about to say one more time, I'm going to drive over to your house and key your car. I'm sorry. I will get right to asking someone, but and I mean, I guess there could also be a group that's like totally not invested in the podcast, and I guess that's you know. I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to party. So I just want to explain a couple things. Actually, like, just do the whole thing on this segment, this thing right here. What this is a segment we'll call Quinn Interjects, where he just explains random things. But so yeah, as I was editing this podcast, I realized just the way we originally intended to ask this certain individual to Rigby's homecoming just didn't really resonate with me. Like, I wasn't feeling it, you know? So I just decided maybe I should do just the classic asking someone to a dance. I mean, I guess the classic is a poster. You know, like the old-fashioned way. Well, actually, the old-fashioned way is probably not on a podcast, but you know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I mean. So, you know, I'm just gonna go the strict old-fashioned way. Okay, here it goes. Oh, I do this every time. It's always recording before I realize it is. Anyways, okay, here it goes. I'm just gonna do it the old-fashioned way. Emma Anderson, if you are in the audience, which I'm fairly sure you are because I made sure you were, that doesn't really make any sense. I'm just going to keep going, though. Will you go to Rigby's homecoming with me? I sure hope so. How do you say that? I don't know how to say it in egg language. But anyways. Okay, quick side note inside the side note. This, I'm talking to Emma Anderson from Hillcrest High School. I know two Emma Andersons, so it just might be a little weird if I didn't clear that up. So yeah, that's all I have to say inside this little side note. Back to the other side note. This is confusing. This is kind of like the movie Inception, if you've ever seen it. Anyways, back to the interjection.
I hope you can. I didn't really plan for what I was going to say after that. So yeah, I think it'll be great. Cool. Let's go on to the next segment. That was a little anticlimactic, but I think it was awesome. Great. Great. I don't know what word I just said. Cool. Let's go on to the next segment.
What is up in table tennis news right now? Okay, so I probably need to go home in a minute, actually, but who's got some... What's our next segment?
Senior year slash...
Oh, cue some great senior year nostalgia vibes. Music. Ready? Wait. Actual music. Ready and go. Stop. Thank you for our music. What even is this podcast? It's awesome.
Hey,
hope our 2% of our South Korean listeners enjoy that. But speaking of money, we didn't actually talk about money at all, but we have made 84 cents off the podcast now, guys.
Oh, wait, where's my
John,
paycheck?
John, here, let's use your math brain right here.
Yeah, your math
Mr.
brain.
Perry's calculus class. If we...
Wait,
cue math music. Wait, no, I mean like...
Futuristic.
I mean like on the, like the... Okay, cue it now. Okay, thank you. John, here is your math question for the day. If we have made 84 cents total from podcast,
yeah,
but there's a 25 cent processing fee,
okay,
how much money I'm not good at grammar right now. How much money do each of us get?
So first you take away 21, because that's 1/4.
That's
so
good.
Then
good.
You're at 63, and you divide that by 4.
Wait, no, it's a 25 cent processing fee, though.
Oh, it's not 25%?
It's 25 cents, yeah.
25 cents? That changes the game.
Yeah, you could make a lot of money, though.
That changes it to 59 cents, and then you split that.
That's 14.9.
People, and that's 14. It's not 14.9.
14.75.
It's just under 15. It's 14 points. 8.
14.
If anyone in the audience wants to do that math for us and give and text us that would be great, and we would be so happy. We would even give you some merch someday, because that's right, we're gonna release some merch fairly soon. Possibility,
merch.
I mean, this isn't totally sold, but we might even be able to get it signed by the Coconino Cowboys. A Jim Walmsley signed Life is Ping Pong shirt. How sick, wait. How sick would that be? Pretty sick. So, we never even got to senior predictions. So, guys, what do you think about senior year? Are you excited? Are you sad? Are you
glad?
Are you glad? Are you bad?
Are you mad?
Okay, we can't get into this. Okay, you know, I'm just gonna start it off.
What is that?
John, I want you to start off. You are awesome. You're super funny right now.
Me?
You're like goofy right now.
So, goofy job. Senior year. I mean, there's lots of feelings about senior year that are kind of hard to express. Because, I mean, at this point in our life, we're just all kind of going and we're rolling with whatever comes at us. And there's a lot of like vulnerability, and there's a lot of like being a kid that we are very used to. And so it's hard to be able to accept the responsibility of, you know, becoming an adult and all that, even though Quinn already is an adult.
It's true. If anyone in the audience needs a legal card.
Yeah.
Or to buy Sprint.
That's true.
Or to buy Sprint. And like, I don't know, just going out into the real world is a little bit intimidating, but at the same time, super exciting, because I know that there's so much more to life than high school. But on that note, I am really excited for senior year, because, I mean, high school is also super fun. And I really enjoy all my friends, and I enjoy all the activities that I'm a part of. And I really am excited to influence those a lot more. I'm in a lot of high responsibility positions. And so I think that it's going to be a really good, fun year. Hashtag Ping Pong Club. It's the best club.
Speaking of Ping Pong Club, this year for senior year, we're going to make the Ping Pong Club into the table tennis team. That's right. We're going to get jerseys, and we're going to have a full inter-school tournament. Not inter-school, but like throughout all the other schools. That's right. All right. Dylan, what are your thoughts on senior year? Please tell us.
Well, please. I think it'll be pretty fun. I mean, the rest of my school career has been pretty, like, I don't know, I always felt the angst before school. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for school to start. I mean, like, I'm just super hyper all the time about school. And then, like, the first weekend, you're like, oh, all right, I guess this is a thing now, you know? But, sorry, the duck call. But,
okay.
We're gonna flag that part too. Add a flag.
John, what are you?
Okay, but yeah. So I don't know. I just felt like I was always so hyper about school and like meeting more people, like meeting new friends. But like, I feel like this year, I'm kind of like, yeah. I guess it's gonna happen. I mean, it's my last year.
I already got all you need.
I know. I mean, like, this is gonna be my 12th first day of school. It's kind of whatever, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a lot. It's a lot of first days of school. Yeah, it's crazy to think about. 12 years of my life has led up to this year, and I don't even care. Is it bad that I already have senioritis?
That sounds like Taylor Swift lyrics.
Probably. I don't even care.
12 years of my life has led up to this, and I don't even care.
Yeah.
Thanks, T-Swift.
Thanks, T-Swizzle. Shout out to T-Swizzle.
T-Swizzle.
But yeah, I feel like it'll be pretty fun. Quinn, what are your... I'm trying to find a cool word for it.
My thoughts.
Yeah.
My remarks. That's good.
Yeah. What are things impressed upon your mind?
You know, I've been really impressed upon my mind lately is the thought of, you know, growing up and the balance between having fun in senior year, but also figuring out, you know, how, yeah, colleges,
knowledge,
getting a job, going on a mission, like, you know, the balance between who I'm going to marry. I mean, not really, but
maybe we should have another contest.
Hashtag next podcast contest, who is Quinn Coons going to marry? Just kidding, we're not going to do that. At least not for another, like, 4 to 15 years.
4 to 25 years.
That's a long time frame. Anyways, what was I saying? The balance between enjoying senior year and trying to be more responsible is, you know, it's just very, it's very interesting. So, you know, I think it's best just to be responsible and to figure out everything for yourself, but also to, you know, not let that stress you out as much and to enjoy senior year without doing anything you'd regret. So, that's it. I thought that was good. That was a good segment. Dylan, for our last segment, why don't you finish out the pod by telling us about...
I think we should just mention it briefly and then...
Yeah, okay, yeah. We're going to mention briefly the hut. Take it away, Dylan.
So, despite what we all made it sound like, the hut's not an alcoholic bar. Kind of sounds like that. Well, Quinn's wearing a rum and lime shirt right now. So
I traded some.
For, Yeah, I guess it was my shirt before.
What did you trade for?
I only have it because it's made of bamboo, and it's super soft.
Sure, it is really nice.
Excuses.
No, okay, sorry. So, yeah, the hut's what, like a steam room / sauna. I don't really know what to call it.
A sweat, an 8x8 piece of heaven. That solves all your problems.
8x8 piece of heaven.
You bet your boots it is. I super my mouth a little bit. Oh, it tastes like tacos.
I'm so sorry. What Dylan's trying to say is we started a construction on a sauna. And construction will be finished shortly. Dylan, rest in peace. Quinn, any words you want to say before we end?
Jim Walmsley, if you're listening to this, we just appreciate you. Actually, there's a possibility he could listen to this. I'm going to try and get them. Next, sometime we're going to do a Which Coconino Cowboy Are You quiz, and we're going to see if Jim Walmsley is... We're going to see if they want to listen to it. So that's it. Yeah, we definitely need to end the podcast soon because we're going to go crazy and I need to go home. So,
without further ado, love you guys. Bye.